Welcome to Get a Life Balanced. It's a challenge. We're here to share real tips of how to move from just surviving to thriving and then beyond to significant living. Here she is, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hey there, I bet you have been wondering what's up, where is the next podcast? So I thought I would catch up with you and let you know this year has been really challenging health-wise and things happen that you have no control. And I thought, you know what? The same thing might not be happening to you, but something similar. So I'm going to share with you some of the lessons that I've learned this year because it's all about that life balance. First of all, I'll let you know that, man, this year I had 7 months of being ill and visiting all different types of doctors trying to figure out what in the world was the matter. And they finally figured out that it was my gallbladder. And then I had to have 2 different surgeries and I got complications from the surgery. So I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. And then I had 4 to 6 weeks bed rest. And then when I was up and around, because you know me, I'm just like you. Who likes bed rest? I mean, that's like a dirty word in my house and my life. So I was helping my daughter pull weeds around her soffit below her roof and fell off of a stepladder and hit. Actually, the ladder flipped on me. And I'm not too old to be on a ladder. It's just that I had bleached the deck and the deck was slimy. And so the rubber posts on the ladder, when I reached, flipped me over and I hit the concrete pool deck. So we thought we had fractured my pelvis. The good news is I didn't. I just bruised it really, really badly. And guess what? Had another 4 weeks of bed rest. So I know none of that has happened to you, but one of the things I learned from that is listen to your body. So if you're having headaches or you're having stomach aches and you just don't feel well, listen to your body. Your body knows when you need to rest. And again, I say that rest is sometimes a dirty word, but if you don't, it just takes you longer to heal. So that's one of the lessons I learned. Another lesson I learned was my business went downhill because I wasn't doing any of the marketing. So whenever something happens to you that's out of control, instead of focusing on all the things that are not getting done, ask yourself, what can you do? So one of the things I did do while I was resting was write a new book. That was something I could do in my resting time. I would do it in little snippets, and it's a book on sales. And it's 100 pages, and you can get the first chapter, actually, if you're interested in sales for free. And the name of the book is Solve It, Then Sell It, because I'm all about solving problems and focusing on results. And so if you go to solveitthensellit.com, you can get the first chapter of the book for free. So how is that helping with life balance? Instead of getting frustrated or angry when things happen to you that are out of control, focus on what can you do. Another lesson I learned is hang out with your cheerleaders. I think it's phenomenal that we've got family, but more importantly than family, well, I wouldn't say more importantly, I would say just as importantly, is to have a fan club. I mean, who are you a cheerleader for? Don't you have some friends who, when they're down, you feel that and maybe you give them a call? Or what I love about Facebook are all these motivational phrases from other people, videos that make you laugh, you know, animal videos that make you laugh, poignant sessions when you see people reconnecting, servicemen coming home. There's all kinds of things on the internet to reach out and reconnect with those people that you love that aren't family. And so I had that. I had friends who checked in on me. I didn't really tell anyone that I was sick. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I sort of feel like people don't want to hang around with sick people. You know, not that it's contagious, but there's something about hanging around with illness or sickness. And so I didn't really tell anybody where I was, and it was sort of mystery. Why isn't Cheryl at any of these meetings? Haven't seen her in a while. And I had those closest to me just say, well, she's busy. She's busy writing a book. And that sort of answered that question. But then in a way, that was a missed opportunity for them to share their love and support. So one of the lessons I learned is you should share what's going on in your life with at least a couple of your fans. Of course, family would know, but share that with some of your fans. All right, let's listen to one of the supporters of this podcast. It certainly wouldn't be here if I didn't have those people who are willing to share their message with you, their services and their opportunities. So let's listen to our next commercial, and I'll be right back with you.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you for the opportunity to mention my latest book on your podcast. As you know, my first 9 books are boating guidebooks, but book number 10 is quite different. It's a heartwarming look at our American history. This book, They Made America Great, 31 Enduring Legacies Worth Heeding Today, elucidates how some Americans, and often counter to the mores of their time, have behaved nobly during our nation's 250-year history. Harry Truman once said, "The only thing really new is the history you don't know." Distinguished historian David McCullough affirms, "History is a great way to meet people." This book does that. You can find this book on Amazon.com or on my website, www.rickrhodes.com. Rhodes is spelled R-H-O-D-E-S. And thanks again, Cheryl, for all that great group coaching with savvy speakers.
Welcome back. You know, it doesn't have to be an illness that sort of knocks you for a loop. I want you to think about what kind of things have happened to you that have made you feel like you were out of control and out of balance. You know, maybe it's a storm that unexpectedly hits. Maybe it's an unexpected situation with your child or a relative. It can be something as simple as having your car broken down and not able to fix it. Man, can you imagine getting around without a car? So there's lots of things that happen to us that are totally out of our control. And the best thing to do is to pay attention and figure out, how do I focus on the things I can control? What can I do? The things I can do. And then what lessons have I learned? There is no such thing as failure if you can learn from that situation and be better from it. So let's talk about some other lessons that I learned during that process. One of the other lessons I learned was how connected the family was. When a situation occurs, the family members pulled together and were very much a part of a team. Now, I don't know about you, but as my children grow, they have their own lives, they have their own families, and I don't hear from them as much as I used to. And I don't call them as much as I used to because their schedules are so busy. But when there's a crisis, when there's an illness, when one of us needs each other, wow, we are there. So that is another great lesson, is to value the relationship that you have with family and to make sure that you are there for them when they have an issue or a need. So when was the last time you reconnected to your family? So maybe it's time to just send a note, send a card, send a message, or pick up the phone and give them a call. When something happens to you and it puts you out of control, one of the things that I have done that I think is great for life balance is to take on a new challenge. It sort of rebirths you. So think about, what is it that you've been wanting to do that you haven't done, and now might be a great time to reach out and do that. Now, for example, one of the things I did is I found flying lessons, not for me, but for my son-in-law for his birthday. So what I did is I surprised him and took him to the airfield. He had absolutely no idea. I was totally shocked because this is a very savvy attorney and there's not much on this one road except a private airport. But when we pulled up and I gave him his card and said, "Surprise, you're going to do flying lessons today," you could literally see the blood running down through his face. It got wider and wider and wider. And I just kept talking, "Come on, let's get out of the car. Let's go over here and take a picture. Okay, we're going to go in the office and sign the paperwork." And then I found out that, yes, I could fly too. So I didn't sit in the cockpit, but I sat right behind him as support. And it was definitely a risk for me to take. I couldn't have done that 3 weeks earlier when my stomach was a wreck and I wasn't well enough. I probably would have gotten vertigo and been sick. But now that I was feeling a little bit better, it was time to do something different, time to take a risk. So there's a question for you. What would you like to do? What kind of little thing could you do to take a risk? What it does for you is when something happens that takes you out of control, you sort of feel lost. And it also takes away a little bit of your self-esteem. So taking a risk and doing something that's fun and challenging will rebuild that self-esteem and get you back on the right path to life balance. So, hey, isn't that another great tip? Let me share another one, spirituality. I love the fact that I know that there's somebody bigger and greater in my life than me. And for me, it's God. And to be able to know that I can unburden my worries, I can share my questions and my fears, and just give it up to somebody else and have faith that they're going to take care of it, has helped greatly. And I totally believe in prayer. And I believe in the prayer of others, that mass prayer makes a difference. So I don't know, when was the last time you reached out to evaluate or question, is there somebody bigger than you? And I hope you realize and have found that there is. And by having someone greater, bigger, in control than you, it helps you release that need to always know what's coming next, to always feel like you know where your direction is and have faith that it's going to be taken care of. And now, lastly, I want you to celebrate. Celebrate that you're back in some control. You're feeling better. You're feeling healthier. And celebrate. Do something that brings you joy. I don't care what it is. Find something that brings you joy. I just posted on Facebook that I must do something creative every day. I don't care if it's coloring in a coloring book or planting a seed in a garden, or cutting a bottle into a wine bottle chandelier. I have to step away and do something creative every day. It sort of breaks that monotony of, you know, same thing day in, day out. And by doing something creative, it accesses a different part of your brain and brings you joy. Again, raising that level of confidence. Yesterday I was in Lowe's because I was looking for a particular rope because I'm working on these wine holders. There's going to be a wine show in Safety Harbor, Florida, the 1st of November. So I'm going to be making about 50 wine holders out of pallet wood. And while I was there, the guy asked me, what are you doing with this, you know, 50 foot of rope? And I went, don't worry, I'm not tying anybody up. I'm making wine holders. And he wanted to know more. So I showed him on my phone pictures of the wine holders. And then I said, oh, by the way, I also make pallet wood tables. And he said, you do? And I said, yeah, you want to see a picture? And I showed him that. And then I said, oh, and I also paint fish out of palm fronds. What? Yeah, you know, the royal palm fronds, the ones, we don't have too many of them in Tampa, but just a little south of here. And definitely way south, like Miami, Fort Myers, Naples, they have lots. And the royal palm is a beautiful, one of my favorite palm trees, because it has this very smooth, green, long sheath, if you will, before the palm frond. It's a part of the palm frond that comes out. So I showed him a picture of the fish that I were making. Some of them are 5 feet long and some of them are 3 foot long, depending on the palm frond. And he said, my gosh, you're not a speaker or a writer. You're an artist. Well, I'm not an artist, but wow, did that make me feel good. So by doing something creative, it gives you an outlet to enjoy something that you don't get to do every day. And also, it gave me a sense of confidence that, hey, yo, yeah, there's some other things that I bring to the world besides just writing and speaking. So go do something creative. Unleash that hidden talent that's in there somewhere. And you know what will happen? You'll have better life balance.
I'm back on target. I'm feeling great. So I'm going to reconnect with some more podcasts. Look forward to them. If you have any questions, you can certainly email me at cheryl@cheryl.com. It's S-H-E-R-Y-L.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. You can also text me, and I look forward to staying connected with you. You are precious to me.
That was great. Just subscribe and share. Also, did you know you can stay connected to Cheryl through her Facebook group, Get a Life Balanced? And don't forget, all the resources she mentioned are also on her website. Thanks again for listening.